In the past few months, the Czech Environment Ministry has been plagued by the problem of illegal waste imports into the Czech Republic. Since the beginning of the year, an estimated 20,000 tons of waste was brought in from Germany and just left lying in the open countryside or stored in a warehouse where it was often mysteriously set alight after the police started investigating. A decree which was introduced 2 weeks ago with the intention of curbing illegal waste imports has now had to been cancelled because it was doing more harm than good. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The respective decree, which was in effect for just a fortnight, extended the list of waste products that could only be brought into the country with a permission of the Environment Ministry, among them second-hand clothing, plastic and paper. It was a stopgap measure that briefly curbed the tide of illegal waste, but at the same time it proved untenable long-term. The Environment Ministry spokeswoman Karolina Šulová explains why it had to be cancelled.
Ta vyhláška se zrušila v podstatě ze dvou důvodů. Tím prvním důvodem bylo, že byla konzultovaná se zástupci.
It was cancelled for two reasons. One was that the European Commission pointed out that it was not fully in line with EU regulations dealing with the transport of waste. And the second was that it hurt Czech recycling firms. The border was jammed with lorries carrying recycling material which were waiting for permission to cross the border. So you could say that the decree hurt the legal importers more than the illegal ones.
Now the Senate is close to approving a bill which should help the situation
with solving this problem yet, so that we will have to see whether is it sufficient or whether the government should come with more measures.
Even if the proposed bill is approved and proves effective, the country's efforts to prevent illegal waste imports could be seriously complicated if the European Union should decide to legalize trade in waste on EU territory. A debate on this is expected in the autumn, and the Czech Environment Ministry says it is determined to fight the proposed bill every step of the way. Vojtěch Kotecký from Friends of the Earth says a liberal waste policy would open the door to huge amounts of waste being shipped to this country from neighbouring Germany and Austria.
Waste should be dealt with in the place it was produced, and first of all, countries in the European Union should have a right to protect themselves against massive import of waste for burning and should have right to reject such a trade.
You think as a poorer EU country, the Czech Republic would suffer?
Well, we have seen that this is a problem and that German and Austrian companies are interested in this trade, and of course pollution and secondary waste from burning would remain in the Czech Republic while those countries would get rid of their waste, which is at least unjust.
That was environmental activist Vojtěch Kotecký speaking to my colleague Daniela Lazarová about EU dumping policies.